Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Four experts in climate science and law have written to the government to say the sectoral emission ceilings agreed last month are flawed and in breach of legislation. One of the signatories is Barry McMullen, professor in the Faculty of Engineering and Computing in DCU. And Barry joins me on the line now. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we all are just getting over the almost crisis talks that we had last month over agreeing ceilings for agriculture. And Barry, you and the other signatories are actually saying that none of this in any of the sectoral ceilings are going to work.
Well, we're saying the process is not complete. Okay, and we can understand that there was an awful lot of pressure and challenge in bringing it to a conclusion, and the dial was going into recess and so forth. But unfortunately, in the end of the day, what was actually announced doesn't represent completion of the process that's required under the Act, and doesn't represent completion of the process that's needed for effective management of our carbon emissions over the coming 8 years up to 2030.
Can you break it down, Barry? What do you mean in terms of the percentage being the problem rather than the actual measurement of the emissions?
Well, and what the government have so far announced is what is limits on emissions from each sector for the year 2030, what the emissions will actually be during the year 2030. But that's 8 years away. Okay, what actually is required under the Act, we now have a system of so-called carbon budgets, five-year carbon budgets. So the UCTs have already adopted three five-year carbon budgets running from 2021 to 2025, the first one 2026 to 2030, the second, and then provisionally a third one for the 5 years after that. So that's total emissions across the whole economy for each of those five-year periods that we have committed ourselves to staying within. But in order to do that, obviously, we need to decide, well, what are the emissions going to be within each sector, and then enact measures in each sector to ensure that the emissions are limited within each sector for each five-year period.
Could you give us an example, Barry?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean by an example, but if we take...
take a sector and how much and what would be required.
Well, take the transport sector. We've been given a certain amount of emissions for 2030, just for the year 2030, but we haven't been told what the limit on emissions between 21 and 2025 is, or what the limit on emissions between 2025 and 2030 over the five-year period is. So we don't know, you know, if we add up all the sectors, we don't know whether they'll fall within the overall economy-wide budget. So, you know, it's not quite that the government is in breach of the Act yet, but rather they haven't yet done what the Act requires.
So there's still
work to do.
Rather than talking about reducing, for example, the agricultural emissions by 25%, you want to actually get a number of metric tons of carbon that needs to come out.
Well, they've given us a number of metric tons of carbon, but only for 1 year, for 2030. They haven't told us about the five-year period from 2026 to 2030, or the five-year period from 2021 to 2025 that we're already, you know, more than a year and a half into. So for effective management within those budgets, we need to be told, or the sectors, all the different stakeholders and people involved in managing emissions in all these different sectors, they need to be told what the total amount over each five-year period is. Otherwise, you know, we could have emissions actually going up over the next 6 years on the theory that they'll suddenly plunge in the 3 years after that, or the 2 years after that, and reach these limits that have been set for 2030. So it just doesn't provide a satisfactory basis for management of emissions. And it kind of, I mean, I'm not saying this is done deliberately, but it distracts attention towards the longer term, the distant situation. And we actually need a focus on the near term. We've got a carbon budget that expires, you know, that only extends to 2025. So we need measures that are going to drive emissions down in the next 3 years. And we saw, we've just got the figures for last year, and emissions actually went up year in year last year rather than starting to go down. So, you know, there's a real challenge here to meet even the first five-year budget limit, never mind the budget limit for 2026 to 2030. And, you know, this is all laid out in the Act. The government knows what it needs to do. The government passed this Act. And all we're pointing out is that this process is urgent and it needs to be done the way that's laid down in the Act, not just kind of doing a little bit now and then coming back to it next year or the year after. I mean, basically, they suggested, you know, they left out one sector from this process, the land use and forestry sector. They said they're not going to set any ceiling on it for another 18 months. But the problem with that is that all these sectors interact because they all have to fit within an overall budget. So in a certain sense, no sector ceiling is agreed until they're all agreed under the Act.
And I was struck as well by the in the letter, it says the provision of unallocated emission reductions, which assume as yet unavailable technologies, which really reminds me of when we were talking about the Northern Ireland backstop and how that problem over the border could be solved by technology, even though nobody could point to what it is. But we'll have to leave it there. No doubt we'll be returning to this, Barry. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Barry McMullen, professor in the faculty.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.